Tantor Audio presents Darkest Flame by Donna Grant. Narrated by Anthony Ferguson. Chapter 1. Dragon Land, April 20th. The night was dark and tranquil as Dene slid against an oak and waited for her partner, Matt, to catch up. They had jumped from a slow-moving van under the cover of darkness two nights earlier. While she had only her knife, and two more no one knew about, Matt had been given a Glock. He had tried to keep it hidden, but Dene had seen it just the same. An owl hooted nearby and crickets sang loudly in the stillness. Wind rustled the leaves as it swept through the branches of the trees. The moon played peekaboo with dense clouds that moved like dark giants swiftly across the sky. A perfect night for spying.
"What are you waiting for?"
Matt whispered irritably as he moved around her and took the lead. Dene adjusted the pack on her back and watched Matt through her night vision goggles. He was such a prick. Not once in all her time at MI5 had she questioned orders, but she found herself doing so now. MI5 protected the UK, its citizens, and its interests on its own soil as well as overseas, against threats to national security. Dene had done her research on Dragon Industries, as she did with any target she was given. Dragon had been making whiskey for as long as there were records, and besides the fact that the file was anorexic, there was nothing about Dragon that would prompt MI5 to take a closer look. Yet here she was. It made sense with her photographic memory that they would send her with Matt, but there was more going on. Spies rarely trusted anyone, especially other spies.